Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
All video games have to end. Obviously. Imagine they didn't. You'd be playing it forever and eventually start to go crazy because you want it to end, but it's not ending. Oh, for the love of everything, why won't it end? Just end! Excuse me. Most of the time you get given one and you just have to hope it's good, but sometimes a developer is feeling generous and actually comes up with multiple finishes for you to enjoy. And that's cool. Well, unless they suck. They're just sad all round. But that is life. I'm Simon from What Culture, and this is 10 Awesome Video Game Ultimate Endings. Number 10, Roman dies in GTA 4. GTA 4 offered up a deal or revenge conclusion, and both are pretty horrendous. The real one, for lack of a better term, sees Nico's cousin Roman get married to Mallory, and then Nico's girlfriend Kate gets gunned down by rival Pecorino. Naturally, this upsets our would-be hero, and he hunts down this person and kills him. Thankfully, which is not the right word, it turns out that Mallory is pregnant, and she will name her baby Kate in honor of the fallen. If you deal, however, an assassin murders Roman instead after the wedding, which still does result in Nico getting well mad and going off to kill people. It's still somewhat of a nice finish as the trio who are still alive come together to protect the unborn child, but it's still kind of awesome to see Roman get killed. That's what you get for all those phone calls, you asshole. Number 9, Meryl dies in Metal Gear Solid. Trust Hideo Kojima to come up with something utterly different. That's kind of what he does. All dependent on whether or not you give in to Revolver Ocelot's torture after being captured. If you manage to withstand this by mashing the circle button like a crazy person, Meryl and Snake ride off together with the player, and that's you, getting infinite ammo if you want to go through it again. That's lovely. If you succumb to the beating, however, Meryl is found dead at the end of the game with Ocelot and Snake stomping off instead. You also learn that Meryl was actually Colonel Campbell's daughter and not his niece, and you get some stealth camouflage. This is really cool though, as you still get rewarded no matter what happens. And while Meryl surviving is part of Metal Gear's canon, still really smart on Kojima's behalf to offer this up. More people should. Number 8, Vegnagun destroys Spyro in Final Fantasy X2. Though there are numerous variations on the ending of Final Fantasy X2, the most important thread is that Spyro is saved by defeating Vegnagun in the game's final boss battle. If the player achieves 100% completion, they can unlock an additional ending scene in which Yuna and Tidus are reunited in Xanark Land. There is a darker ending though, which is essentially an extended game over sequence. Here, Vegnagun kills your entire party and then obliterates Spyro. You then cut to the Calm Lands where the villagers realize what's happening and you are utterly powerless to stop its destruction, and then that's it! Screw you! It's over. Number 7, that dog in Silent Hill 2. Amazingly, there's actually no proper ending for Silent Hill 2. There's just 4 different ones which can all be deemed legitimate. Which is stupid, really. You can have James leave Silent Hill with Laura, James commits suicide to be with his dead wife Mary, James leave town with Maria, or an ambiguous ending in which James attempts to resurrect Mary by supernatural means. So all weird, but all kind of satisfying in their own ways, but these have nothing on the absolute insanity that is our dog friend. The Silent Hill games have always been keen to have a joke ending, which is hilarious considering what the idea of the franchise is, and Silent Hill 2 served up arguably the weirdest of the lot, as James enters a hotel room to find out that a dog has been manipulating the events of the game using a large electronic console. Then you get a ridiculous credit montage of silly dog clips set to a song that consists of dog barks. Go YouTube it now. Number 6, Abe dies in Abe's Odyssey. If Abe manages to save at least 50 of his Madukan buddies, then the evil Glucon Moloch is killed by a bolt of lightning and Abe is saved by Big Face and then teleported to a land where all the Madukans he saved are waiting in worship. If that doesn't sum up how stupid video games are, then I don't know what does. I mean, some of the names there. Anyway, there is also a bad ending which has Abe captured by Moloch and left hanging above a meat grinder, while the Madukans state that Abe never really cared about them, so they punishing him by dropping in said grinder and he dies. And that really happens too. It's pretty awesome because it plays into how you treated the Madukans through the games. If you took the easy way out, you were punished. I like it. Served you right. Number 5, the death of Trevor in GTA 5. After pulling off the final heist in GTA 5, Franklin is given 3 options. Kill Trevor, kill Michael, or opt for a death wish in which the 3 of you attempt to take all your enemies out at once. Like some intense version of Batman. It's this third option that you're meant to choose, and if you do, it leads bad guy Merryweather into a trap and he's defeated. Then the 3 protagonists each assassinate one final enemy before kidnapping Weston, locking him in his car's trunk and pushing the car off a cliff. The 3 agree to remain friends, and the game ends. Oh. If you want to be a dick though, you go for option 1 and Franklin kills Trevor. The 2 meet up, and after Trevor does start to go nuts, Franklin calls Michael for help, who shows up and rams Trevor's car into a gas tanker. Trevor gets soaked in fuel, Franklin then shoots at him, and Trevor explodes in a blaze of glory. Amazingly, after witnessing that, Michael and Franklin then stay friends. So just pick option 3. Number 4, the hidden happy ending in Far Cry 4. We don't even need to talk about the real ending here, because you already know the deal. Everyone wins apart from the bad guys. Video games! It's what Ubisoft introduced right at the start that's awesome. At the beginning, villain Pagan Min throws the player in a room and tells them to stay put. Being a game, you're not meant to, but you can if you want. Do so for around 15 minutes, and Min returns and just invites you to complete the current mission. And when you do, that's it. The game ends and you didn't bother to save the world, and you have indeed let evil reign supreme. Naturally, this is where you're meant to restart the game and do it properly, but the fact you can do this is just great. More games should think this way. Number 3, the easy mode ending in Streets of Rage 3. If you want the proper ending for Streets of Rage 3, you gotta whack that difficulty up to normal or above. That results in the good guys being rescued by a helicopter mere moments before an HQ explodes, and it's the classic heroic finish. Wuss out and do it on easy though, and the usual 7-stage game lasts merely 5 stages. After you beat Mr. X, however, it turns out that all you've done is defeat his robot clone, and that he still has a lot of hostages. He even taunts you with the line, "You play this game like a beginner," which you do. Given you haven't done what you were meant to do, the words "the end" come up on screen with a question mark, and you've literally been punished for not wanting a challenge. That's excellent, all things considered, but the game is breaking the fourth wall. Number 2, the sole survivor in Resident Evil. If you want to get serious, as we all know I like to get serious, there are 2 endings to the original Resident Evil that can be deemed the correct ones. Both revolve around Jill and Chris escaping with either Barry or Rebecca, and it all depends on who you played as throughout the game. Outside of this, however, there are numerous alternate endings in Resident Evil, but the most memorable, downbeat, and realistic of all of them has either Chris or Jill emerging as the sole survivor of the mansion incident, looking exhausted and near defeated as they're silently chopping the hell out of there. Given how cheesy a lot of the cutscenes are in Resident Evil, this feels far more hard-hitting and intense, especially as you get the impression that either Jill or Chris almost died. And that is not good. Number 1, ending D in Nier. There have been countless debates online regarding which Nier ending is actually the right one, given the unique nature in which the various endings are unlocked. The first time you play, you will see ending A, the second time ending B, then the third time, you'll be able to choose between C and D. What's clear is that ending D is like nothing else you've ever seen in a video game before. Why? Well, ending D results in Nier sacrificing himself to save a suffering Cain, having his presence permanently erased from the mind of anyone who ever knew him, and that includes the player's game save being erased as if it never happened. If that didn't annoy you, if you then try and start a new game, you can't use the name you previously did. If you ever want to try and tie in fake choices into a player's real life, well, that's pretty much the perfect way to do it. And it's very impressive, and of course, awesome.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.